episode 844, The Nutrition Trap.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Wellness Wednesday, and we are chatting about nutrition today. It's the Nutrition Trap. You're going to want to stay tuned because I know this is something that you can relate to, especially with summer around the corner. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Today, we're going to impact you in regards to your health, your nutrition. One of the greatest temptations regarding health and wellness is food. You see it, you smell it, you think about your favorite holiday. It doesn't have to be a favorite holiday. I mean, some people think Halloween as being a holiday here in the U.S. They treat it like that. And it's just like, oh my gosh, you want to indulge and you're tempted. You're like, I'm going for that. The majority of us fall into the nutrition trap. You know, you may be at the grocery store, at the convenience store, or even surfing your social media feeds. And what pops up? The latest and greatest way to lose weight and eat healthy. I'm there. If I can do it one way, because you know, then they have the picture, right? They show that celebrity or that particular person. And you're like, she eats like that. I want to look like that. She has this lifestyle. I'm going that way. And you're like, yes. And you pick it up. It's a nutrition trap. And we fall for it. Just this week, Us Weekly, their cover story, it puts on their main cover, 20 slim down diet tips stars are using. And then, of course, you open it up because you're going to want to read it, right? You want to know what the stars are doing. And yeah, are they 20 good diet tips in there? Of course they are. But they're good because they work for that particular celebrity. But that doesn't mean it's going to work for you. However, you know that summer is around the corner and you want to look your best. So as you're going through that social media feed, you're like, oh, I'm going to try this. And you jump at that and you're like, oh, I'll lose 10 pounds in 7 days, I'm on. Or even yet lose 20 pounds in 1 month. You're like, I'm there. Man, I am going to be more than ready for bikini. Maybe not a bikini, but maybe just a really, really good one piece. Whatever you like to wear. Maybe you don't like to wear anything at all, but whatever floats your boat. You're going to look better, right? And on top of that, you're going to feel confident. But the thing is, we're still falling into this nutrition trap. So of course, you're going to be tempted. You're going to want what they have because obviously it works for them. Here on Us Weekly, they have a star that's on the front and she says that she fights cravings with carbs. That may work great for her, but she doesn't have the same lifestyle that I have. Her body is not like my body. Has she birthed 5 kids? I don't know. Maybe she has, maybe she hasn't. Regardless, though, it's what is important for your body because you are uniquely made, uniquely created. There's no one like you. And when we look at our nutrition, we're talking about what? A chemical reaction. Our eyes don't see it that way, right? Our brain interprets it differently. We have already been preparing what we love in our life from childhood, how we were introduced to things. Have you ever tried that funnel cake? That very first time I can remember going to the county fair. And we were in a really, really small town. And back then, I mean, my dad, he was in civilian ministry then, and we didn't have a lot of money. But to go to the fair, you know, we would save up, and the funnel cakes were like just the best. And they put the powdered sugar on just perfectly. Oh, they're just hot. I'm like, oh. Even way back then, that's where my love for funnel cake started. Not because when I hit my 20s or 30s, like, oh, I can have this and it sounds wonderful. It was a good experience, right? It was a memory that was connected to food. And so therefore, I'm like, I want that again. But I can't eat the same way that I did as a child. My body reacts differently. And even then, I probably shouldn't have had as much maybe as I did once in a while. Still, though, we want what everybody else seems to have, what works for them, but we're forgetting part of the equation. the most important part of the equation, and that's you, your body. That's why you fall into the nutrition trap. Because you're sitting here going, I want to look like her, I want to be like her, but you don't have her lifestyle, you're not her. But you know, I get tempted too. 20 Slim Down diet tips. Stars are using. Ah, sign me up, because they're stars, right? They know what they're doing. They speak from authority. Or do they? The only thing that speaks from authority is what works for you. So what can you do to escape the nutrition trap? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Eat real food that works for you and your lifestyle. You knew that already though, didn't you? You just don't want to have to admit it. Because we want the easy way out. Because when we look at these things, whether they're in our social media feeds, think about Instagram and Pinterest. What are we doing? We're throwing up pictures and of our food and what we eat and of, you know, these wonderful, delicious, scrumptious desserts that just like, you look at them and you're like, okay, I'll have 10 of those, please. Especially if you love chocolate or sweets, like that's one of my downfalls, not the chocolate part, but the sweets, I love the sweets. Baked goods especially, yummy, 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 and my root beer floats. I mean, tell me you can lose 20 pounds in 10 days even, or even a month on root beer floats, sign me up, I would be there. But you know what? That doesn't work for my body. It may work for somebody else's. Never heard of that diet before, by the way. I'm just, you know, we got to make sure we have these claims in here. However, maybe it would work for someone. Now, I'm not advocating that you go on a root beer float diet. I would love to, though, because it'd be really yummy the whole time. But there's more to you than just these fads, just, you know, these temptations that we have out there that people say, well, these are the results, because ultimately that's what we're chasing. We are chasing the results. We don't want to have to put in the work to get there. And everything that you want that is actually worth having takes work. It takes effort on your part. And that includes your nutrition. You want to escape that nutrition trap. You got to eat real food that works for your body, for your lifestyle. I know some of you may be single and you don't have any children. Okay. Your lifestyle is going to be totally different than my lifestyle. I have 5, and some days I may only have 2 at home for dinner, and then other times I may have 5 plus friends. It's a party here every single day, so my lifestyle is going to be totally different than your lifestyle. So you have to find what works for you, but ultimately it's eat real food. So let's break it down and see what that looks like. Number one, you got to ask yourself the question, what do you crave? What do I crave? Because when you answer that question, that's a good indication of your trigger foods, what you probably should be staying away from. If you're one who says, I love my chips and salsa, that's where I gravitate towards. And that's, I can't stop myself. I just love it. It's that saucy. That's a sweet. It's a yummy. It's all of it. I want it. And it's hard to stop. Okay, well, that's probably a trigger food for you. Because what happens after you indulge in that? Do you have a few alcoholic beverages after, maybe even one during, and then after that you end up having not only dessert, but you have a main course that's more, maybe not as healthy as what you think it is? What do you crave? Answer that question, because most likely those are the foods, or that food is something that you need to stay away from, because it is a trigger food for you. Because when you eat that, you aren't going to make as good of a decision for the foods to follow, okay? Because you've already overeaten, and you're like, oh, if I've already overeaten this, I'll just indulge in this too. So know what you crave. Number two, know what you eat. If I actually asked you over this past week, what did you eat? Most of us can't answer that question. You can't even remember 3 days ago, did you cook? Did you go out? What was it? Because you're busy. We're all doing things in our life. And so ultimately, we know we're putting something in our mouth, but what is it? And how much of it are we eating? So you need to journal. You need to know what to eat. And ultimately, it'd be great if you could do 7 days. Seriously, 1 week. But if that's like, oh my gosh, Christiane, I'm lucky to get through my day, then journal 3 days. Commit to 3 days jotting down. Now, I must tell you, this is not to beat yourself up. This is not to say, oh my gosh, I ate this. No, it's just write down what you eat. Eat like you normally do. This is not a plan. This is not anything. This is you are taking inventory is what it is. Where are you right now in your life with food? That's what you're looking at. So ultimately, 7 days would be great. But if you're like, I'm just too stressed or I have too much on my plate, but you really want to look at what you need to be taking in for your body, then do 3 days. Okay? That will give you a good amount of days and times and menus and meals to work with, okay, to look at. So know what you eat. Number three, then you can create a simple nutritional menu. Huh? You didn't know you were going to have a menu, did you? Yes, you're going to write your own menu. You're going to have breakfast, lunch, snack, and dinner options, all of them, okay? Now, this is not something to stress you out, but what it is you've got to look at you and your lifestyle. So you go and you say, okay, what do I crave? If you're the chips and salsa gal, then those chips and salsa, if you're really eating healthy, it shouldn't be on your menu, but maybe once a week. And that's kind of just a little bit of your freedom that you allow in there because you have to be cautious. Maybe you allow yourself to have those chips and salsa. But when you go to the restaurant and they're bottomless chips and salsa, how much are you really eating of those? Do you end up eating a full 20-ounce bag or something that's equivalent? I know I can eat a lot of chips, especially when they're fresh. And I love them. They just got that crunch. And with that homemade salsa, okay, I know I'm hungry. Are you hungry? We got to go eat. Oh, no, we don't. We have to finish this episode first. So you want to know what you crave. So then when you know what you eat, when you build this menu up, you don't want to have these chips and salsa every other day because that's not good for your body. It's sending you signals and you don't realize it. Why? Because the subconscious is coming into play. Yes, we've talked about that a little bit. 95% of your thoughts are coming from your subconscious. So when that all comes in, you're automatically directed to, oh, but after this, I end up having a drink, a margarita, or I go and I have this, and then I have this, and it just becomes what? You're eating out of habit. Do you see the slippery slope that we're on? And it's so easy. It's the nutrition trap, and we fall into it. And then we think, yes, for the magazines, they're going to save our life. Because, oh, we can drop 10 pounds in 7 days and look fine and we'll look great for the summer. But then what happens? Oh, our menu changes. So you've got to create a simple nutrition menu that works for you and your lifestyle. And then, like with me, a bigger family, you've got to start factoring in the lifestyle part is the family. So for me, I eat different foods. When I cook pasta for the family, I do not eat the pasta. My body cannot handle pasta. I love it. I can't eat it. So I'll either do like zucchini noodles or squash or something like that, or I'll just do something completely different and I'll focus on a salad. And I have protein in with that, but I don't partake in the pasta. So you have to know you and your lifestyle. That's what's going to make it work for you long term. So when you look at your breakfast, lunch, snack, and dinner options, there are two things you must always make sure you are including. Number one, hydration. I cannot express and beat that into you enough. You must hydrate. Drink water. Water, water is your friend. Because otherwise, anything and everything you do, if you're not hydrated, your cells are not getting the nutrients that you're feeding it anyway. Good or bad nutrients, it's not working for you. So you must hydrate your body. It is vital, critical, essential. Whatever adjective you want to give it, it's a must do. There is no negotiation here. Hydrate, water, drink it. And the second thing is every single time you eat, even during your quick snacks, you need to have a protein source. Now, that protein source can come from plant, it can come from nuts, it can come from meat. It doesn't matter. So if you're a vegan and you're like, oh, but I'm a vegan, that's fine. You get your protein from plant-based. You can do that. So get it, okay? Make sure. Does that take planning? Yes, it does. And does that take some prepping? Yes, it does. And we're not going to go into that particular detail right now in this episode, because what we're talking about here literally could be 2 to 3 months of helping you develop truly what you need for your health and wellness when it comes to nutrition for the rest of your life, where you're not eating to diet, meaning eating to lose weight or eating to fit into a certain size dress or eating to, you know, to slim down, whatever it is that you're trying to eat for, but it's eating for health and wellness. That's what we're looking at here. Long-term, lifetime. It's not a quick fix here. So when you are eating, every single time you eat, you have a snack. I don't care if it's dinner or lunch or breakfast, you need a protein source, plant, nuts, or meat, your choice. Now, you may want some help with this, and you're like, I'm just a little confused. We all kind of know what we like, but what should we be adding into our meal sources and how to kind of formulate a menu? Go to createyournow.com. There's a free meal guide there. This is not a plan that says you eat this at 7 o'clock, you eat this at 9 o'clock, you eat this at 12 o'clock. No, you're not going to find that in that little download. It is specifically a guide to say, okay, these are some really good things for you to consider here. Here's some substitutions here. Go to createyournow.com, click on the link. Yes, it's going to ask for your name and email, but download it. So after you go and you answered your question, what do you crave, and you know how you've been eating, and you know, I mean, come on. We got to be real with each other, right? I only tell you the truth. You know what's good for your body. If God made it, you should eat it. Period. I mean, I've always said that. You want to eat real food in its most whole, natural state. Okay, not these processed things. You can go and buy this processed stuff. Like, let's just take, for example, a roast with already the potatoes and carrots in there. And all you do is stick it in. You know what? They've put stuff in there that you shouldn't be eating. You can still have that meal, but cook it yourself. Get your own potatoes. Season them as you like them. Get your own carrots. Get your own roast. You can still eat that way, but don't buy it already pre-bagged, because there's stuff in there that your body ultimately isn't going to like. It may be easy for you, but your body chemically is saying, not so much. And so you don't get the nutrients from it. So, you know, we think about how you spend your money. You spend your money on food because you hope it's fuel for your body. We know that. Intuitively, you know that. We don't necessarily live by that all the time, but it's fuel for your body. And if you've got to fuel your body correctly, when you don't and you haven't hydrated your cells and you're not giving your body the food that it needs, what's happening? Well, what's happening is you're wasting money, not just because you're throwing away leftovers, because maybe you have leftovers, but if your body isn't using it the way it's intended to use, that's wasteful money too. So see, this goes much deeper than just, oh, I think I just feel like I want to eat this, or wow, she eats that. You know, the star that says on the front of it that says fights cravings with carbs. That may work for her, and that's awesome. But what's her source of her carbs? Where does it come from? Now, does it go into those details? And what is actually her lifestyle? Because most likely, it's not the same as yours. It's different. You have a different body type. And I'm not talking about apple shape, pear shape, or anything like that. I'm talking how you are uniquely made. Your cells, it goes much deeper than that. The way you think, your activities. You may be a very active person, but just because you're active doesn't mean that you need 2,000-3,000 calories or 4,000 calories, right? Oh, but he eats like this, or she eats like this, and you know, if they're eating like that, I should be able to, and I'm doing sort of kind of what they, not necessarily. Maybe that works for their body right now. But our bodies change over time too. So you really have to begin to eat real food that works for you and your lifestyle. So go over to createyournow.com and you can sign, you can get that free meal guide. Also, if you need help, because, you know, quite frankly, it is tough to get this all done, to figure it out. When you're in the trenches yourself and you're looking at it going, oh my gosh, you said it was simple. Yeah, it is simple, but I didn't say it was easy. It isn't easy. And so maybe you want someone like me to come beside you. Guess what? You've got a free complimentary coaching call with me. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That'll bring up a form. You can say, hey, Christiane, I want some help with my nutrition. I don't know exactly what I need to be doing, and I would love to talk with you. Great. We'll set up a coaching time. Okay. It comes directly to me. So any information that you give there does not go to some crazy stranger. It comes to this person right here that you're listening to right now. And I guard it with my life. It's protected and it's very confidential. And also, when you do click on that form, if for some reason you haven't heard from me, two things. Number one, look in your spam and junk folder. That has happened too many times that I care to count. Look in your spam and junk folder because a lot of those emails go there. It just depends on how you have things set up with your email address. And number two, if you don't hear from me, don't think I'm ignoring you. It may have gone into my spam or junk folder. I do check those on a regular basis, but I am human and I do make mistakes and it may slip by me. So send me another link. Don't get upset with me. It's just that technology is the way it works. When it works great, it's awesome. But when it doesn't, we get flustered. Don't get flustered. Let's just get you back on. So if you have said, gosh, Christiane, I have attempted to get in touch with you, check your junk and spam folder and see if it's ended up in there. Because as a whole, you're going to hear from me within 24 to 48 hours. On the weekends, it just depends on what I'm doing. So if it comes like on a Friday or Saturday, you may not hear from me till that Monday. So just be aware of that. And of course, holidays fall into that too. Hey, I'm real with you, right? I mean, I have to take care of my family too. Part of having wellness is knowing what works for you, your lifestyle. I want to give you all and serve you all, but I also have a family that I need to serve too. So, you know, I'm going to be real with you. So you need to do the work. Eat real food. If God made it, you can have it. But that doesn't mean you can go and necessarily have 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 calories. You've got to do what's right for your body, your lifestyle, your activity. And whatever temptation that you see in your social media feeds on, you know, in your, when you're standing in the store and it jumps out at you like, oh, this person lost this. I mean, okay, so story time here real quick. I know we're going a little long, but I want to take you back a few, like, lots of years. And if you're at least as old as me or maybe even a little older, you're going to remember the Subway diet. Do you remember Jared? It was kind of like the big thing at one point. And all he did was he changed his habits. And he went and was just eating his meal. And he cut down on things because compared to what he was eating, eating Subway was much better. Now, I am not endorsing the Subway diet, okay? Claim out there, I'm not endorsing the Subway diet. I'm giving you this as an example. It worked for him, but I also know a lot of other people who tried it and it didn't work for them. So once again, it's your body. You deserve more than the nutrition trap. Begin today figuring out what works for you, uniquely you, because you matter. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.